money.
Nick X user at xsanti underscore underscore posted, why hasn't anyone made a Mexican buffet?
How cool is that?
A Mexican buffet is incredibly cool. I've never seen a Mexican buffet. I can't believe this doesn't exist.
I've seen a pizza buffet. I've seen Chinese buffet, sushi buffet. Not the one thing that I would want a buffet for.
It's insane to me that a cuisine this popular in the United States has not adopted the buffet model. Why isn't Chipotle just said, we've already got it set up for you. Let's take away the glass partition and you can dig in how you want to dig in.
I would pay a good amount for a Mexican buffet.
I feel like I've paid quite a bit of money for Mexican food at a restaurant, and I would be willing to pay the $30, $40 to get an all-you-can-eat experience.
In New York, all-you-can-eat guac sometimes goes for $16 to $20, even if it really costs about $3 of avocados.
Right. Even non-all-you-can-eat guac with three total chips to dip in that guac might cost you $18. It's insane how crazy these markups are.
The heavy demand for Mexican food has created an uncool situation because people are so into it that the people selling it haven't been required to offer some type of deal to incentivize people to eat it.
It's almost like if we wanted a Mexican buffet to exist, we would have to boycott Mexican food for a little while. I'm just not sure I'm willing to do that.
I'm not willing to do that. I can't do that.
What's the ideal meal at a Mexican buffet? If you've got everything available for you in an all-you-can-eat atmosphere, what do you go for?
You have to start with the chips and guac.
Absolutely.
Maybe queso and salsa while you're at it because there's no restriction.
Sure.
Move from there to something light, a couple tacos. I guess you don't want to fill yourself up with rice and beans. You want to have something a little tastier, like an enchilada.
As much as I love rice and beans, I feel like that's not what you should be going for at the buffet.
You can't eat filler food at the buffet, then you won't get your money's worth.
That's just bad buffet etiquette.
What would you do?
Yeah, you have to go for the trio of dips. When you can get salsa, guac, and queso as part of that buffet package, I think you've got to go for it.
That's worth the price of admission.
You know what? If there was a buffet that was just all you can eat chips, guac, salsa, and queso,
that would get lines around the block. Throw in margaritas and you'll never, ever go out of business.
And I feel like none of this can be that hard to produce. Yeah, you need avocados and tomatoes and some onions and tortillas to make the chips. But this is just a really simple business model that seems like it would just go on forever and ever.
I guess it goes back to Santi's original question, which is, why hasn't anyone made a Mexican buffet?
Could it be the case that there's no Mexican buffet because none of us have seen it before? Sometimes it's hard to imagine an idea, to come upon an idea, unless you see it in the wild first.
When you're getting Mexican food, you're so excited about the food, you don't think about getting more of it. And when you're at another buffet, you're so excited about the buffet that you don't think about what other options of food there are. You've never been at a buffet and said, I don't like any of this.
That's the power of the buffet, is that usually there is something for everyone, and that's cool.
So your mind isn't thinking of new things to eat when you're at the buffet because you already have too many options. It's like you haven't had somebody come up with a new internet because this, that.
I mean, there is a lot of internet to comprehend. So the idea of coming up with another internet seems pretty daunting.
It is ultimately a failure of imagination, except for one cool innovator.
I wish I could know more about what drove Santi to think about this concept.
I am half Hispanic. I don't speak for Hispanic people, but I think this is a cool idea.
I think this is a cool idea too, just because I love the food and I'd love to have more of it.
What would the name of a Mexican buffet be?
I feel like you've got to go with something that speaks to the idea of infinity, endless options.
Endless enchiladas, forever flour, taco, but the O is an infinity.
Oh, that's interesting. I was going to say endless chiladas, a little bit of a mouthful.
Maybe just Mexican buffet.
Listen, some of the best buffets just tell you what they are. And that way you know what you're going to get, which is a lot of everything good.
And a lot of time in the bathroom tomorrow.
Some cool ideas have uncool consequences, and we just have to live with that.
At least you can spend your time exploring the internet.
And there's nothing cooler than that.
Well, a few things.
If you have any ideas that you want to get on the show in our last 23 episodes, make sure to leave us a voicemail at 848-863-9917.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye.